You are the man now, dog. 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 You are the man now, dog.
Hey, Phil. Phil, it's Jeremiah. How you doing?
Hi, Jeremiah. I'm good. Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I've been better, but I'm fine.
I'm sorry to hear that. I was just putting a little lasagna in the oven.
You were? Oh, what a nice family dinner that sounds like. How nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I was just calling to, I have a little bit of bad news. I'm going to have to pull myself and my family out of the Catalina trip. We're just not going to be able to make it anymore. No. And I apologize, but I wanted to call you ear to ear and just tell you in person.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm
sorry. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I know. We really wanted to go. We wanted to go see the island, the buffalo, the whole thing. But we're not going to be able to make it.
Okay. Yeah, if you can't make it, that's fine. Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. I can just, I can hear the disappointment in your voice. I'm so sorry.
Is everyone all right?
Everybody's fine. Okay, everybody's fine. Everybody's fine. Just isn't going to work out. And I'm really sorry.
Okay, well, yeah, I will, I'll let Nancy know, the kids are going to be really disappointed. I'll tell you that much right now.
I know. I know we've been planning this trip for over a year, and I'm really, really sorry. Ever since the last birthday party, the kids got all excited seeing each other, and, you know.
Can we reschedule? Is that an option?
The Catalina trip?
I don't know. I mean, I know it's every year it's on, you know, my birthday, but.
Right.
A week, I could push a week, or...
I mean, would you be willing to? It is kind of your birthday trip. I hate to be such a... why don't you guys just go? You guys go, you guys have a blast, and, you know, my family won't be there mucking it up.
I see what's going on. Is this because... What? Is this last year? Did you feel judged by us?
What?
Nancy... Maybe I can come off a little bit judgmental. There's just, you guys are a little more loose, you know? You're a little more funky, I think. And I hope you didn't feel judged. Is that what's going on?
No, I don't think I felt judged. I feel like I don't want to make you uncomfortable. You know, we thought about it last time, and sharing one catamaran out there was really fun, really fun. But I guess we had some different ideas for ground rules that we didn't talk about. And I'm sorry if me and my family just zoomed right past whatever your rules might have been.
Well, it's all about safety on a catamaran. Once you get that thing on the water, you don't want it to capsize. You don't want holes in the sails. You don't want someone to get jibbed in the head. I get it. I lose my shit when I get scared. I do.
Right. It's just for me... We want the full experience.
Yeah.
You know, we want to be shirtless, bottomless, shoeless, hairless. For me, I shaved my head right before we went. And, you know, we want to flip the boat. We want to flip the boat. We want to relax nude on the little net in the front. And this is my whole family. This is not me. This is just
sure. Yeah,
how we vibe.
I'll say Nancy didn't know what to do when you got nude. I didn't know what to do when Cheryl got nude. Do I look? It's the most direct eye contact you'll ever make is with somebody naked who you don't know is supposed to be naked.
Yeah, that is true. I've never seen so deeply into your soul. Because of you trying to avoid my penis.
I hate to hear this. I you know, we were even this year, Nancy and I sat down with the kids and we talked about it. And we were going to wear bathing suits on the boat just to kind of be free like you guys. And I was maybe even going to wear a tank top and show my arms.
Wow, that is a huge step for you guys, because I remember last time everybody wore full wetsuits with clothes on top.
Well, it was, you know, it's spring, so the water is not fully warmed. And we're talking hypothermia. We're talking mostly hypothermia type stuff. You just don't want that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you're going to get hypothermia on a sunny day in Southern California, but I hear you. Listen, I just think the trip is not meant to happen. And I'm sorry for waiting so long to back out. I'm sure there is deposit issues, which I am more than happy to cover my end of. I'll
accept that. Thank you. Yeah, I think that's probably the best way to go, is if you pay the deposit. I don't know if we're going to pull out. So why don't we put the deposit in some sort of a safe type of escrow? You can put it in there and we'll just know the money's there, and then it won't be weird between you or I, because I don't know if we're going to do the trip now. I have to talk to Nancy. I have to talk to the kids.
That makes sense. Yeah, I'm happy to do an escrow. I'm happy to put my half in an escrow. And then if you guys want to go, then you can, I don't know, whatever. You guys can go. Do you think you'll still rent the catamaran?
We'll have to find extra weight to put on it. I mean, I got a catamaran specifically sized for two families, so we'll probably get the catamaran, but I'll bring maybe some textbooks or something like that, or maybe if they have a smaller one, I'll do that.
That sounds like a lot of extra work for you. Are you sure they need the extra weight on the boat? Wouldn't they just be happy to sail lighter?
Well, that's a great question from a guy who wants to flip the boat. Your words.
Okay, so I see there is some resentment on your end.
I knew
there was more going on with the trip than was being said. If you guys were upset that I flipped the catamaran last year six times and that your wife lost her purse, hair, and left sandal, then that makes sense to me. And I'm really, really sorry that I wasn't reading your cues, either of them. Even screams. I wasn't reading the screams.
Yeah.
And I do apologize for that. And again, I just think it's different strokes, you know, and I don't know. We've already done the trip once, and I guess I just thought, was hoping it would go better for all of us. And my sort of idea was that time two would fix things, and I just don't think we're going to be able to get there. Why don't we do a barbecue? Why don't we do a barbecue in town? Something low risk, low reward.
Yeah. Maybe we could find a neutral barbecue location. That's just, I'd be happy to host you, but I don't know. I don't know if my house rules will make you uncomfortable. I'd be happy to have you over for a barbecue.
Right. Well, your neighbors were pretty upset last time I came over. So I figured it just didn't seem like a super hospitable environment.
Well, I had kind of pointed out no parking in front of my neighbors' houses, and then you took their empty garage space when they were out, and I think that kind of bothered them.
I was confused. I thought that was maybe your parking house. You know what I mean? I thought maybe it was right next to yours.
We're well-to-do. I want to circle back about Nancy losing her hair in the water and that apology, because you know this caused a lot of strife, not just in our marriage, but also in the marine biology community, because they thought they had found a porpoise with hair for a while. Research and find out that it was Nancy's wig.
Well, and I should have spoken earlier. I mean, they had wasted, hundreds of thousands of dollars on research on that. I should have just piped up and said, hey, I know what this is. This is a woman's wig.
And that's the thing, is like, I don't want to judge your lifestyle, but you being so free and easy, if I had seen the article like you saw it on the cover of the LA Times, dolphin with hair being researched, I would have immediately picked up the phone. You didn't do a thing about it.
Well, I was so interested in this dolphin with a hair that I thought, let me follow this to its natural conclusion. Unfortunately, I was the cause, and the natural conclusion was the wig, but What a beautiful wig. Can I say that?
Thank you.
What a beautiful wig, wet and dry. It looked great on the woman, your wife, and it looked great on the porpoise.
That's how you know a good wig, is it can really, you've heard of lipstick on a pig, but you can put a wig on a porpoise kind of situation.
Absolutely. And not wet or Nancy dry. Is. Oh my God, she's not a pig or a porpoise. She is a beautifully slim woman who, you know, just deserves our human respect. Absolutely.
Yes, yes. And this year, we bought a brand new sailing wig for Nancy. I bought Cheryl a sailing wig that I was so excited to put on her.
Oh my God, that is so sweet. You bought two sailing wigs?
Yes, yes. I mean, we just really wanted to make it work because we don't have a lot of family friends. I think because people are so loose these days, it's hard for the kids to find friends, you know. And I just really liked what we had going after we met at that at the rehearsal dinner.
So we didn't freak you out too much. We
freaked us out a lot. You freaked us out a lot. We just want friends for our kids, and just our kids seem to get along so well, you know.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Of course we want to go to Catalina. Of course. It's one of the most amazing islands off the coast of California.
Top three.
It's got to be. It's got to be top three. Got to be. Hawaii.
Alcatraz, I guess.
Alcatraz, yeah, and Catalina. Yeah. But I did feel a little judged, to be honest. And I didn't want to judge you guys. Because there's nothing to judge you for. But I also don't want to feel judged just for, you know, being free and... I don't know. If we come, will you take your shirt off? Because I just felt so... I thought everybody would take their shirt off. You know, it's a boat and we're all getting wet and whatever. And so I figured me taking top and bottom off would be... At least people would be meeting me halfway, but... You know, when I took my shirt off, you buttoned your shirt up.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I think I was probably trying to counteract your freeness, and I will take my shirt off, and I'll just the wetsuit should be fine with the shirt off. Like, that's still a lot of protection.
Right, right, right. I mean, it's a lot more fun to feel the breeze on your skin.
I hear you. Yeah.
You know, I don't want to make you not wear a wetsuit, but it just feels like one of those things of like, it's going to be such a representation of our differences. You know, you're going to be dressed up in what I call the ocean's tuxedo, and I'm going to be wearing a baby's tuxedo.
Uh huh. Yeah.
It's just nothing. How does a baby look best? Nude. Everybody knows that.
I wouldn't word it that way, but I understand what you're trying to say.
Well, they look most natural that way, not best. Because what is the context for a baby? You're not going to see them in an event.
No. I mean, unless it's like, you know, when they have little baby tuxedos at that store in the mall that you're walking by, the tuxedo store, and it's like, oh, this baby's going to a bar mitzvah or a wedding or something. But I take your point. I'm willing to compromise because the kids have been really lonely. We watched the movie The Others recently, and the kids didn't think anything was unusual with the way the lives of the kids in the movie was.
Scary movie for kids, to be honest.
Yeah, we're Kidman heads in the family, and I think I should have screened that one before I watched it. I just thought Kidman wouldn't steer us wrong. After that and Eyes Wide Shut, I'm really going to have to reconsider.
What the hell? These selections surprise me. I think you're being a little too uptight in your normal life, so you're looking for a release in these freaky films.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, this sounds like that therapy stuff that your wife does that it's not really for me. It's for some people.
Well, it's for a lot of people. She's Deepak Chopra's right-hand woman. I mean, she makes over $4 million a year with this therapist stuff.
Wow. So. I had no idea.
It is a good idea to listen to, because really all it is just the world's best advice gathered and shared.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just if there's that much money to be made, how do you trust it? for me.
Because money's not necessarily evil.
Yeah. I don't know. I agree with that, but like my therapy's the back nine. You know, and my meditation is the front nine.
That's great that you can squeeze them both in there. That's really beautiful. That's really beautiful. And I applaud you for prioritizing your mental health.
Thank you.
And that's, you know, that's all we're trying to do is just make sure that everybody's as happy as they can be on this Catalina weekend.
Okay. Well, look, I'd love to do the weekend. I don't want to pressure you. The last thing I want is for no one to be having fun. Mm-hmm. We can do the barbecue instead. Or if you're really the only reason you're backing out is because you felt judged, I can talk to Nancy. Maybe we can lighten up some of the rules on dinner time. I know that was kind of a thing for you guys, was the portion sizes, the portion control. Yeah.
The timing, the whole thing with the dinner was just very, I don't want to say militaristic, but like just very segmented, very controlled.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we don't have to do the dinner at 1800 hours if you want to do it a little later. And then I guess we can do dessert. Is that kind of what the issue is too? There was that fight.
Yeah,
over
no
the dessert.
Dessert. I got yelled at for making my fork scrape the plate, you know, and I mean, I had to drop and give her 10. To me, that just wasn't part of what we were going into. I didn't think that your wife would be my boot camp instructor by the end of the trip.
Nancy's
I guess
got
I'm judging
her
you now. Jeez. Jeez.
No, let's do this. Let's do the trip. And I will sit Nancy and the kids down and let them know that we're going to try to loosen up a little bit on this one.
Okay. Now, this I like. This I like to hear. Can you just tell me what is one thing that you actually want to loosen up on? Because I don't want to force you. What sounds nice?
I think lights out at 9 p.m. was tough. You know, we were starting to just have our first kind of opening up with the wine and everything. The kids had just gone to bed. I could move lights out to 10.
And we had like just gotten to Catalina, so we really had to rush.
Yeah, it was
rush to the hotel and turn out the lights very quickly before we could even unpack.
Yeah, very rushed. And I don't even know that we need to check in on your lights out. I think if you guys, we can let you be that way. If you keep your lights on late, I know your kids like a nightlight.
Okay. I appreciate that. I do appreciate that. Our kids do like a nightlight. And okay.
All right.
Let me see. I'll talk to Jeannie and see if she is interested. Okay. I'd like to apologize to you guys. I think, you know, we're talking about how you have been judgmental of me for being too loose. I've been a little judgmental of you guys for being too uptight as well. And I'd like to apologize for that.
Thank you.
And again, take my half of, I don't want to say blame, because I think we're past blame. But no, my half of the accountability for the uncomfortability.
It's a great word. I love that. Accountability for the uncomfortability. Well, yeah, we'll own that.
Well, and, you know, one of the things that I can do with my family is we can talk about instituting a closed-door bathroom policy.
I'd love that.
At our house.
I'd really love that.
Okay. See, that I knew it. I knew that was on your mind, and I can't believe I missed it the first time. At our house, we have a doors-open policy. We actually removed any hinges from our home except the front door.
Wow.
Yeah. So everybody
no
knows
way.
Who's going.
No
everybody
way.
Knows who's going. It's more trusting that way. You know, there's never any who stunk up the bathroom because there really is no bathroom. There's just where the toilet is.
I've never gone through my day and seen the bathroom door shut and said, I wonder who's in there. Mm-hmm. I wish I knew. It's interesting
that you
think that.
Exactly.
Oh,
Of course.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's just, someone's in the bathroom, you know.
Right. And who was in there and what are they doing? And is the smell a mystery? I just want to cut through all that.
No, I don't want to cut through it. To me, there's just some things you don't need the answer to. It's like you walk by some movies at the Blockbuster and you go, I'm never going to watch Apt Pupil. I don't need to know what this is. It's just that's just there. And so it's for somebody else. And that's kind of what I think about the bathroom.
But you did have a question. You didn't need the answer, but you did have a question. I'm removing the question altogether.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So there's never even a question in our house why it stinks. Do you see why that's good?
What about this? And I think we know the answer of why it stinks. Somebody used the bathroom, and we don't need to know who.
And there's no mystery about it.
It feels like somehow you think we're saying the same thing, but we're saying the opposite.
We are saying we feel differently about it, but we are saying the same thing.
Which is that I don't care who's in the bathroom.
Me either. Anybody can go in there, but I do care about it being a secret. I don't want you hiding in the bathroom while you're going. I want you exclaiming, I'm going, or you know who it is, or do you recognize this? We just like to be up front in our family.
Yeah, you really like things to be out there. I'm noticing that with the bathroom, with the nudity.
Then there's no questions. There's no questions. Everybody knows exactly how you're being at them.
What about wipe? Someone's walking by during wipe?
Right.
That's humiliating.
Totally. 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 And that's part of life. It's part of life to get over the humiliation of the wipe. Because why is it humiliating? Everybody does it, I hope.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys use bidets?
No, I find them to be unsanitary.
See, this... I'm sorry I asked it so bluntly. I knew I got a face when I brought on my bidet last time. I knew it. I knew there was a face when I brought on my bidet. Well, multiple bidets.
I'd like to say I was judging the bidet, but it was more that it wasn't a portable bidet. There was a deep installation process. It was a little inconvenient. Right. I had weighed out what we needed weight-wise on the catamaran, and I didn't include 4 hot top-line bidets.
Mm-hmm. Right, and so we couldn't bring the cooler, which was disappointing. I agree. I fully disagree. I fully agree that not bringing the cooler was disappointing.
And just to give you just a quick, I'll just put a quick asterisk there. We couldn't bring the water cooler. We still ended up bringing on your cooler, but we just couldn't bring the water and provisions cooler.
Right, right. But I hooked up that nice bag to desalinate the ocean water, so we were fine.
Remember? Got pretty bad, speaking of bathroom stuff, pretty bad diarrhea after drinking that desalinated ocean water. I'm not sure that it was.
Desalinated?
Desalinated, yeah.
Huh. What does desalinated mean?
The salt has been taken out.
I thought it was just hung in the air in the sun. I thought it was like sunned water.
No, I think maybe you're thinking of evaporated or something like that. You thought it was like a hot, like a tea? Just water, like but
hot,
like tea?
Yeah, like a hot tea, like hot ocean tea. Like if you heat up anything, it's fine.
Jesus. Let's do this. I'll send an email tonight with just my expectations. And you could just bold the things that, you know, that you want to do. And I'll be prepared for them. I'll get a boat that can fit a little more weight. I'll bring a little less. Bring a little more of my own water. That type of stuff.
That is such a good idea.
Great.
That is such a good idea. But can I add to your wonderful idea that I think is good already?
Thank you. Thank you. I can't wait to hear what you're adding.
What if we both send our emails at the same exact time? That way, nobody is going first. Nobody is having to make the compromise.
Right.
Because if you send your email first, I feel like, you know, the kind of guy I am is that I might just do all of it, you know, and I might say no to myself, which then I'd be feeling resentful like you are.
This sounds like Chopra talk here.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess it just, it seems like that's a way to create an email back and forth forever, right? So then I'll go through yours and bold the things that I don't want to do, and then you'll do it with mine, and then we'll send them back to each other.
Yeah, we'll send an email every 30 minutes on the minute. And that way we'll know that nobody is being the reactive one. Okay. Everybody's just being honest. Give me right now, just to prepare ourselves for the email. Give me your top three bullet points.
Okay, let's see. Top three bullet points. I'm just going to make number one, all the stuff we've talked about already, right?
Okay.
The nudity, the Fair. Bathroom, all that
stuff. I remember. Yeah.
Okay. number two. Let's see. Number two, I would say quiet sex for the adults.
Okay.
We just could kind of
want to have quiet sex.
We could just hear what was going on in your room.
Right.
You know, like when the kids were out, and right. the adults stayed in the rooms, and
right.
it kind of embarrassed Nancy. It blew off her sleeping wig. And,
oh my God, I'm so sorry.
It's fine. It's fine. But yeah,
I'm so, so sorry. I mean, it was amazing. It was an amazing evening.
Good for you. Good for
Thank
you.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. And good for you that she's got a sleeping wig. I mean, how beautiful.
Well, no,
that
I don't know.
Must be partially for you.
I don't know if you saw. No, it's for me a little bit. Yeah, there's a certain look I like for lovemaking, but I don't know if you saw the article, but the scientists tried to figure out this bedside table. They had grown hair, and they had connected it to the porpoise wow. with hair nearby.
No, I did see that. That was a huge breakthrough for about a month. And then it was retracted.
It was retracted pretty quickly and quietly.
It was retracted, and the scientist lost his job forever. Because it does seem like a breakthrough when you have an end table with hair. But then eventually they got to stop realizing that everything doesn't just grow hair.
Right.
How many times are they going to be tricked?
Well, just judging by that guy's look, that scientist, I think he really wants there to be a possibility to grow certain types of hair.
Yeah, let's just say he saw the wig apprentice, not the wig master. Because that guy's hair looks worse than the dolphins, to be honest. When you're going to get a wig, you have got to see the master. You cannot see the wig master's understudy. You cannot see.
No. Yeah,
you definitely don't want to see the apprentice.
Yeah.
Because they don't have access to all the hair. So they'll be mixing and matching. They're going to do their best because they want the business. But that's something I really learned from wig apprenticeship is that you don't want to go into business until you're ready.
How's season two of that?
Honestly, a little boring, a little dry.
Yeah.
I thought it was way better when the Queer Eye guys were in it. And it's just, it's lost a little bit of its luster, yeah. which is ironic because that's what most of the hair problems
are. Exactly. The show matches the hair problems. That's interesting. Yeah. And you're into that show because are you a wig apprentice? Is that what you were getting at too? Sorry.
Well, I'm trying to be. Right now, I'm apprenticing at a wig apprentice shop. So I'm doing a lot of sweeping, a lot of just locking and unlocking the doors and checking security tapes, things like that. But hopefully, I'll get to start working with the hair. Well, the hair.
So your wife is Deepak Chopra's right-hand woman. She makes $4 million a year, and you lock and unlock the doors at a wig
a wig apprenticeship, yeah. It's like a place where all the apprentices go to practice their apprenticeship, and a master will come in, you know, once, twice a week. But yeah, I unlock the doors to lock the doors.
Wow.
I don't do security. I will. If somebody comes in to rob the place, hey, I just work here. You know what I mean? And it's whatever. But
there are a lot of robberies at a wig master's studio.
Oh my God! Yes, and the disguises top notch. Top notch. Because it's never somebody's first time. You know what I mean? So they're coming in with the last robbery's haul on their head. I've seen people be so wig. Yes. I've seen people be so wig rich that they use them on their armpits. To disguise themselves from the cops.
Wow. That's probably what like ancient Egypt was like, was just, or like the Holy Roman Empire. They just had so much money. That that I mean, the excess wig, armpits,
totally.
What about facial hair, eyebrows?
Oh yeah, the whole kit and caboodle. Absolutely, you're seeing head hair on facial hair. You're seeing, honestly, I've seen somebody wear a wig as a hairy butt, and it's insane. It's unnecessary. Wow. And we go like, hey, buddy, we know this is a robbery. You know, when you walk in with a wig on your ass, we know this is a robbery because you're getting a little too wig happy.
Right. You know? I mean, but you got to imagine people like that, they like to push the boundaries. If they're already robbing a wig master shop.
Right, right. God. Man, I really do need a vacation.
Let's do this trip and we'll just...
Okay.
We'll do the emails and yeah.
I know. I just... I told my wife I was going to be strong and I was going to actually cancel and, but I do want to go. I mean, we're both stressed. We're both, we got to get out there. We got to get out on the water. We got to get over to Catalina, you know, let's go gamble in the casino over there. You know, let's do it. Let's do it. I will bring a Speedo for everybody.
Okay.
And I will not go below the Speedo.
That's a great Speedo. Great. I can work with that. I can work with that.
But I'm going to need you in a Speedo. I'm not going to be the only dad in a Speedo.
I'll just have to bring a lot of suntan lotion. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get melanoma from trying to get too funky and too fresh, but okay.
You're not going to get melanoma in one day.
I don't know. You know, you just never know with stuff like that. Ozone, all that.
You did peel a lot last time. You got a slight sunburn. You were peeling pretty much all the way back.
Hey, Mike, sorry to wake you, but I'm calling late. We need you back. It looks like there's a palm tree with that's growing hair in Catalina. We need you back, dude.
What? Why?
There's
what are you talking about?
We look,
this is huge.
There's a palm tree that looks like it grew some hair in Catalina, and
oh my god!
If you can get to the island now, I think we can put all our resources behind this.
I'm redeemed.
It's your chance.
First the porpoise.
It's your chance.
Then the end table.
It's your chance.
Now the palm tree. I knew it. Hair is back.
Don't tell anyone I'm giving you this tip. I'm not supposed to be talking to you. All right?
Okay. I'll bring my freshest lab coat. And my nicest microscope.
Honey, what is it?
Honey, I'm back. I'm back. There's a palm tree with hair.
No, honey, you
all... Yes, it's real.
You found such a good life for yourself. Please.
Human hair. I know it already looks like palm trees have hair, but this palm tree has a flock of seagulls cut. They are choosing styles. This is huge, honey.
If you really need to do this, then go.
What are you packing up?
All of my things.
Why?
I can't tell
my... The palm tree has hair, honey.
I can't tell my parents about this again. I can't bail you out of jail again, okay?
Why? Well, hey, the palm tree has hair. And if it doesn't, I am rioting. I'm rioting. I don't care.
It's not a riot if it's one person.
Yes, it is.
It's just vandalism.
If you go hard enough.
It's just being a nuisance.
Yeah, that is technically what they got me with. But that was such an easy bailout. Baby, come on.
Honey, I'm taking the kids and I'm going to my sister's house, okay?
Your sister's house? It's a horrible over there.
Scene.
Folks, welcome back to the Man Dog Pod. My name is Ryan Rosenberg and my best buddy, Dan Lippert.
Hello.
Just across from me. That was a wonderful, for us, half-hour comedy. We do it every week here on the Man Dog Pod. We have guest records on Fridays, and it's a blast. You probably already know that because you're patrons. This is patron only. We thank you so much. Dan, what do you want to say to you?
Thanks for your support, keep the good times rolling, I guess. That's the gist of it. We're moving into March here. We'll probably have tickets up on the UCB website for the big Grande shows the fourth Sunday this March. So keep an eye on that if you weren't able to come to our February show. And I think that's the big, hopefully we'll have some big Grande stuff coming out soon. We got the records scheduled this week. Wink, wink. So
wink.
Keep an eye out for that too.
We're back in the lab.
But other than that, we're having fun on this podcast. We're having some great guests lined up and we'll see you on Friday.
Yeah. Thank you again so much as always to our editor, Brian Holmes, and Casey Traylor for our wonderful theme song. And Annie Wu for our logo. It takes a village to make this piece of shit, guys. And we really appreciate everybody that's helping us.
Thanks, everybody. And thank you, bye-bye. Ryan.
Oh, Dan, thank you. I love you,
buddy. Love you.